congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of matins, page 219 in the front of the hymnal. It's also printed in the bulletin. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens.
And you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For he commanded and they were created.
And he established them forever and ever.
He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
You great sea creatures and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and mist.
Stormy wind fulfilling his word.
Mountains and all hills.
Fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all livestock.
Creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples.
Princes and all rulers of the earth,
young men and maidens together,
old men and children,
let them praise the name of the Lord.
For his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven.
He has raised up a horn for his people.
Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord.
The congregation may be seated. First reading is from Acts chapter 5, beginning at verse 29. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Thaddeus rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice. And when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see, now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel reading is from John chapter 20, beginning at verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you merit? Believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
We confess together our faith is written in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
He's risen, he's risen, Christ Jesus the of heaven in jubilant song.
Our sermon will reflect on the reading both from Acts and also from John. A reread from Acts 5. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on the tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen." You may be seated. We have a few Ohio State fans in this congregation, one or two Michigan fans, maybe more. You keep quiet sometimes. We have some Green Bay Packer fans in this, and I know we have some Cleveland, what's the new name of the Cleveland?
Guardians.
And some other sports teams as well. Now, when you're excited about a tournament or a game or a match, you're listening to the radio or following on your phone or watching on the television, and you're hoping that your team is going to win. You're not a fan if you're hoping your team is going to lose. Well, sometimes there's just odd situations. You think, well, I don't want that quarterback anymore. I hope we lose and they get rid of him. But you're saying that because in the long term, you want your team to win. That's what fans are like. What we have in the readings is a change in the disciples. It's a change in the disciples' thinking that their side, what they thought was God's side, lost. Changing to know that God had won. You see, the text starts out in John 20 that the doors were locked for fear of the Jews. They were afraid that the Jewish leaders had won forever. They were afraid of them. They knew that morning that Jesus' body was not in the tomb, but where was he? And they knew many things that they had happened, and they saw some of these things themselves. Maybe they heard about other things. Some of the things they did themselves. They knew that the Jewish leaders had plotted to kill Jesus. And it looked like their plot had completely succeeded. For they knew and heard and participated with the crowds on that Palm Sunday, praising Jesus as king. But the plot succeeded. Either it was the crowds changed their mind, or it was a different crowd of people, or whatever. But on Friday morning, the crowds gathered, said, "Crucify him." And that was part of the plot, that the crowds would turn against Jesus. Because in the end, even in the governments which are just completely run by a dictator, if the crowds get too much, they're going to have to do something. And the crowds were too much for Pilate. The crowd said, "Crucify him." And Pilate said, "Okay. He's innocent. but okay. Do what you want with them. I wash my hands of this. Okay. That was part of the plan of the Jewish leaders. And the disciples, during the arrest and in the evening and overnight during the trials, they ran away, they hid. They themselves participated in what they thought was a loss because they ran away from their, as you notice what it said in Acts, leader. They ran away. They truly believed as much as they could before Jesus' death and resurrection that Jesus was sent from God. That was Peter's confession, that was Martha's confession, that was confession of the others, that you are the Christ, the chosen one of God. And they saw Jesus do miracles and then have his mercy on people, healing them from all kinds of conditions. He saw people, saw Jesus raise some people from the dead. They saw Jesus, his heart went out to people who were in trouble or who were outcast. They saw and heard Jesus' wonderful teachings. Nobody could trick Jesus. He would ask them another question or bring them to see that they couldn't answer him anymore. Sometimes they just had to be quiet because his question came back too strong. And they saw Jesus forgive people. They saw all this, and they believed all this was from God, God's teachings and God's healing and God's forgiveness. But the text says they locked the doors for fear of the Jews. They were afraid that God lost or was wrong or what happened. When Jesus appeared to them, he showed them that no, he had not lost, he had won. First, he shows them he is alive. St. Paul wrote that the last enemy to be defeated is death. And Jesus showed that even death, the dying of the physical body, cannot stop him. He brings and comes to life again. And he told Thomas, look, it is my body. You see what you saw crucified, what they did to me, I'm alive. I'm back from the dead. I'm victorious. Even sometimes there's an expression in our culture, in our language, isn't there? When a team is just utterly defeated, maybe that half season of baseball just down in the dumps and they'll come back. We say they're back from the dead. We have that phrase. They look to be dead and now they're back. Jesus is back. And Jesus, that first thing he says to them, I've preached it many times. He says, peace be with you. And that is so important to understand how much he is saying to them with that phrase. That peace is harmony with God. That peace is relationship, is life, is salvation. If you have that peace with God, you're okay. No matter what's going on, you have peace with God. And then Jesus says to them, now receive the Holy Spirit. And also he tells them to forgive. And now when Jesus says that, he's telling them that peace that you have the Holy Spirit, you have the peace with God, and that peace of God is going to go through you to others with this forgiveness. Because to have peace with God is to be right with him, is to have this good relationship with him. And we need forgiveness. And he gave it to them, and he said, and you will also give it to others. And through that peace and forgiveness, That is how his kingdom wins. That is how his kingdom is spread through forgiveness. And he wants them to know that he's not dead. He is alive. His teachings are real. There is life and there is peace, and they are part of it, and they will also spread it by spreading forgiveness. In our reading from Acts, then, which is after Pentecost, after Jesus ascended into heaven, and the Holy Spirit came with power upon the disciples, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, then a number of things happened, but one of the things that happened is the disciples were arrested. Now, they are not afraid of the Jewish leaders. Now they're not hiding behind locked doors. They are out in public preaching and teaching about Jesus, and they are arrested. And it starts off here. There's a little bit of narrative before our reading started earlier than verse 29. But what they had been commanded to do by the Jewish leaders is to stop preaching in this man's name, Jesus' name. And that's when they said, we must obey God rather than men. Now, we know and believe that Jesus is alive. You did not defeat him. You did not win. All your plans looked for a few days like you won and we were hiding, but Jesus is alive. And we know this is God's will, and we know this is what God wants, how he will bless people. So we will not obey you by saying to stop teaching Jesus' name. No, we must obey God rather than men. And we see there that they realize that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. He has defeated death, and they do not have to fear. Their team has won and wins forever. When in this life yet, it appears that the Christian faith and belief is losing, because where is Jesus? There's the cross, but where is Jesus? Where is Jesus in our suffering? Where is Jesus in our hardship? Where is Jesus? Then these words that Jesus said to Thomas, which are repeated in the reading from 1 Peter. Jesus said, blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. Do not see the victorious Christ and touch him like Thomas did and spend a few days with him like the other disciples did before he ascended into heaven. But blessed are those who believe the witness and believe that Jesus is risen from the dead and he overcomes all things and for his people. St. Peter wrote in that first chapter that we just read, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We are called to believe in Jesus, even though we haven't seen him like Thomas and the others yet. That this is reality, this is fact, we live our lives like this. We are not losing. But God places us as servants to be witnesses. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to rise in victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. Help us to see and believe firmly that evil does not overcome your plans. The devil is defeated. Evil things in this world are real, but they are temporary. Help us to see all this and believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And help us to know that we are forgiven in his name. In his holy name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the hymn after the sermon, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds, 524. Congregation is invited. We pray the prayer, invited to stand. We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faith to believe the resurrection of Christ and to trust the forgiving words of his servants, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all enemies of the church, that their hearts may be brought to repentance. And for all Christians, that they may be strengthened in faith and vocation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the households of our church, that begotten in holy baptism, we may grow in his grace and share together in his forgiveness and life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the authorities God has placed over us in federal, state, and local governments, that he would give them the desire to serve with integrity and honor and to work for the benefit of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and sorrowful, for those who mourn, and for all who stand in need of our prayers, for Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue, and Steve, Rick, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Ezekiel, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, Pastor Shiwi, and for the family of Kenny Ashmeyer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that out of your indescribable grace, for the sake of your Son, you have given us the Holy Gospel
and instituted the blessed sacraments, that through them we may have comfort and the forgiveness of sin. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily believe your word, and through the holy sacraments establish our faith day by day, until at last we obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray together the Collect of the Week printed in the bulletin. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
Just a reminder that we have a voters' meeting following service now. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
God has brought his Israel into joy from sadness. Loose from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters,
let them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea water. His Israel.